Public has a microwave tower, sort of a line of sight. They shoot a microwave beam out to another facility west of town. This particular tower would block that signal.
City of Fargo Strategic Planning Director Jim Gilmore says Block 9 would be a mixed-use 18-story building.
It'll be the headquarters for RDO. And it'll also include about 125-room hotel, be main floor retail with some condominiums on the top.
The project is being developed by RDO Equipment and the Kilbourne Group. Project manager Keith Lear says when construction reaches the height of the 10th floor, the Prairie Public radio and television signal would be blocked.
We've looked at a handful of solutions with the project. Ultimately, this consultant is on board to say what are viable solutions and give us cost estimates associated with those solutions. And then we can make an informed decision to make the best long-term solution for Prairie Public.
Prairie Public President and CEO John Harris says he's looking forward to seeing the consultant's report. He says it's been a long process without many answers. Harris says with construction expected to begin in late August, the clock is ticking.
This started 5 or 6 years ago when Block 9. And once Block 9 said they were potentially going to build, our chief engineer, Jack Anderson, made contact with the Kilbourne Group to say it could be a problem, and we said we needed to find out a solution for this.
Along with identifying a solution to the transmission blockage, the question remains over who will and how to pay for the solution. For Prairie Public, I'm Todd McDonald.